Speaking of Cajun carpenters, I'm going to get a big dose of Cajun here coming up in a couple of weeks.
What? What you got going on?
Me and Rennie and Nita are taking Mama Kate to the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Do they still play jazz there?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Last time I saw the lineup, it was like Tom Petty. good artists.
Yep.
Good music, but it's not jazz.
Well, I'm going to get my shot. My shot of Cajun coming up here pretty soon. Let's get back.
I was looking online right now because one of my favorite bands is playing in Baton Rouge Thursday night. So I was trying to figure out flying Amanda over there for the night and coming back because I'll be in Tucson during our anniversary for the Saba Home Show.
That's my boy. He's committed.
Turnpike. Well, you left. You bailed on me. That I'm the only one left in town that week. So.
Yes, you are.
I would have totally bailed on you if you'd have been in town.
Hey, Corey. We'll have to get that. We'll have to get that weekend on our calendar so we don't do that to you again. Hey, Corey hung up. She couldn't hold on, but he couldn't hold on. He had a problem in that the floor tile up against the walls and the baseboards of the home are beginning to pop loose after they've been down for 10 years. Corey, that's inevitably a situation of moisture, and you're probably losing bond on the thin set due to moisture in the concrete. If one of those tile pops up, then you want to get a flooring specialist there and have them bring their moisture reader and actually get a moisture content analysis of what that concrete underneath it is doing. Is there an irrigation system up against the foundation of the wall of the house right there? Would be kind of like, without knowing more, without being able to ask you a couple more questions, that would be my number one guess. Tile popping loose, 9 times out of 10, is because of moisture. Another text here said, what do I like better, cellulose blown-in insulation or fiberglass? It depends on the situation, but generally speaking, I like blown-in cellulose better. In a vertical wall, a lot of foam applicators now are going to a foam. It can be expensive, but it's probably the application. Some other insulation contractor, buddy, using the standing foam joint, the X wall sheath stud, and around all J boxes and openings in the wall. And then they fill the wall cavity with a wet spray cellulose, which is what we have used at our company for the last 30 years. I love wet spray cellulose in vertical applications. In the attic, I like loose spray cellulose or fiberglass. Both do about the same job. I'm just a big fan of the cellulose because it's a 100% recycled product. So for that reason, I generally defer to it. But like I say, foam has made huge inroads into the world of insulation and sealing up our homes in the last 10 years. So I hope that helps. We appreciate you texting us here at Rosie on the House. Let's see if we can get to George, who's jumped on the phone here, back to what we were talking about a minute ago, and water treatment. Good morning, George.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good. We're running a little tight on time, but what are you thinking about doing?
Well, I was contemplating utilizing a scale blaster. I've seen it advertised in multiple states, and I saw that it was, being sold in Home Depot and things like that. But apparently, it uses the electricity or something to deionize the water part of entering the home. I didn't know if you guys had any comments or if it was just, gypsy magic or something.
Yeah. Now, George, when they wrap a little electric wire around the pipe in your house, and they're talking about changing the chemistry of the water in a way that it will prevent the scale from building up downline in your house, they're taking a technology that actually is used at NASA, okay?
Oh.
And in NASA's application, where they're sending an incredible amount of electricity through large, fast-moving water, there is evidence that it works. But I promise you, if you get a hold of any one of those companies that are marketing similar products and ask them to show you the certification from the Water Quality Association, they won't be able to do it. And in my mind, if a piece of water treatment equipment can't carry the Water Quality Association certification, then you shouldn't spend your money on it. It's a deeper question. What are you trying to get done?
Yeah. And in some cases, if you're going with a tankless water heater, if you want the warranty, you have to install one. So in that case, it'll make sense. But if you're looking for soft water, you're not going to get it from a descaler.
Right.
All there is to it. If you receive our weekly newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com, you can sign up. It comes weekly. Gives you a lineup of Saturday's program. Has a link to our article. And there was also the link to the plumbing videos. We will be announcing the winner of the Great Plumbing Bowl in the next hour. Also welcoming new members, Arizona Weed King. Man, the weeds are out. If you've got weed problems and you need a little expert assistance, some professional, you can find them in the weed category at rosieonthehouse.com.